Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, start your engines. It's time for I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Oh my God, your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Y'all are great. I love listening to y'all. You know why? Because I feel like I'm just sitting around listening to two really cool guys talk.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hello, Scotchos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man who dies for my sins after every show, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola!
Very good.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting and very special Easter Sunday edition.
Exactly.
Of I'm Stupid.
Yeah.
It's great to see everybody here today. Everybody in their Easter Sunday best.
Yes.
Except me, of course.
I got shorts and a t-shirt on. That's my best.
Yeah. You know, I thought about wearing a suit for the show, you know.
Did you really?
Well, you know, look the part, be the part.
Exactly.
Thought about it.
You are how you dress.
Yeah, kind of make things a little more formal, a little more professional.
Yes. And ecumenical.
But still, right. But no shoes, of course.
Mm-mm. I'm wearing sandals in honor of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And in honor of all the lesbians who listen.
Uh-huh.
Actually, for you, they're mandals.
Speaking of lesbians, we got Mike in the chat room. And Dana Lou.
Hi,
Mike. And the lovely Dana Lou.
Yeah, Miss Dana Lou is in the chat room. And here we are. I've just about used up my allotments of Be Mean to Dana minutes for this month.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Are you bordering on the lack of goodwill?
I'm about to borrow minutes from next month if I say anything say too much today. And of course, we welcome all the folks out there, all over the world, listening in on their mobile devices.
Yes.
iPads and iPhones and Androids and what have yous.
Yes.
And then the thousands who will listen in archives. Welcome
Which
to them,
welcome.
Too.
Yeah.
Yes. All together, callers, live listeners, archive listeners, mobile device listeners, combine to create the number one show in the comedy category of Blog Talk Radio.
The last two shows, as a matter of fact.
Back to back, baby.
So we need this one to go to number one to complete the Holy Trinity.
Exactly. Exactly. Last week's show was sitting there at number one while the Christian comedy chicks were languishing in fifth place.
Mm-hmm. We see who the true Christians are.
Exactly. So, anyway, welcome to everybody.
Yeah.
And welcome to you, Matt.
Well, thanks.
How are you doing today? What's up in the greater Bagwine area?
Well, it's a little gloomy, but it's supposed to clear off, Jay. And I am about ready, or I should say, I was about ready to end my Lenten sacrifice of having no steel reserve for 46 days.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened, something of ironic proportions.
Oh, dear. What was that?
The distributor whom we use, Fisher, Bobby Fisher Distributing, is out of steel reserve.
Oh,
and
wow.
We have none.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
The Jews probably ran him out of steel reserve on during Passover.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just kind of celebrating with, you know, Milwaukee's Best Light.
Oh,
kind
well.
Of an Episcopalian thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well, these things happen.
Our next delivery is not till Tuesday, so.
Oh, it's an outrage.
I know.
Well, interesting weekend here.
Yes.
In Redneckville. Well, we had some storms this morning.
Did you?
Thunder and lightning.
Ooh.
Rolled through early this morning, and now it's sunny, and temperatures heading for 69.
Yeah, of course.
Today. But one of my upstairs neighbors, not the ones directly above me, but on the other end over here,
mm-hmm.
moved out this weekend. These are the people who were the object of the Redneck Police Department's affections on the night of Oscars. Of
uh-huh.
Oscars. And they have bolted, skipped town, probably skipped out on that bail, and I don't know.
They throw a couch in the dumpster before they left.
Yeah.
Taken out of the top.
Tossed a used Lazy Boy over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've
moved
out. So
how's it look in your apartment?
Yeah, it's outstanding.
Okay, then.
Now, nobody ever throws anything good out around here.
Nah, I know.
No, that's always a bummer.
Yes.
Now, when I lived in Fayetteville, that was great. Every May, when people would move out of their apartments, move back home, they'd pile up furniture next to the dumpsters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, college kids throw out good stuff. They don't know.
Oh, I know.
Nice. They throw out big, nice coffee tables and desks and chairs. One dude threw out a Soloflex.
You didn't pick that up, did you?
Wouldn't fit in my Escort.
I thought you were going to say, well, it was too heavy to lift because I had never used one.
Yeah, exactly. I was hoping because it was the complex I lived in, and I tried to get the manager to just bolt it down and just have it be an outdoor workout area for people who live there.
There you
but
go.
He wouldn't do it.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, it's Easter Sunday.
Yep. Day and, full of redemption and resurrection. And
unless, of course, you're the good folks over at Google and today is just Cesar Chavez's birthday.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed that or not, but
I did.
That was who they chose to honor today, and the outrage is flowing like a raging river fueled by torrential rains, brought down from heaven by God.
Uh-huh. They should have just left his last name off and left it as Caesar. You know, stay historical. You know, say a relative time period, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then Mike mentions that the still broke down. The folks that was the people on the other side of the building, and instead of still, you mean meth lab. And those are the ones who tried to burn the building down here at the Palatial Projects. They probably need to think about who they're renting to a little more here.
Yeah, you would think so. You would think so here, too, but, well, they don't.
No.
And we're happy for that.
Yeah. So, you got any big plans for Easter?
Oh, God, yes. It's going to be a traditional Easter. When the show's over, we're going to call Donato's, get
there
a pizza.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got a, oh, Jay, man, they got a good pizza. The Big Don pizza. Brand new. Smoked ham, aged salami, fresh Roma tomatoes, banana peppers.
Ooh.
All caressed lovingly in a blanket of smoked provolone.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't resurrect you, nothing will.
You open the box and you'll hear.
Praise Jesus.
Yep. And then Matt will yell,
"Get in my belly!"
Darn right I will. And
that sounds good. That sounds good.
And that's about it.
I've got a...
Yeah,
got a little slab. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you and you, what's on the menu down there?
Huh? Got a little slab round steak.
Really?
Going to go into the crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get covered with tomato sauce, onions.
Excellent.
And it's going to crock pot for about 6.5 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I might whip up some mashed taters with it.
Oh, good for you.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also very seriously considering this late this afternoon getting liquored up and going on an anti-Duke tirade on Twitter.
Well, that'd always be fun. I was already talking to Schmoop that, you know, I'm a little edgy about the steel not being in. It could be an ugly day on Facebook after the show. Get a few beers and the Big Don pizza in me.
You might be feeling it.
I might be. No, and Dana, I said Roma.
Yes,
oh,
Roma.
Oh, yeah, she's hanging on every word now.
She's listening closely. Just waiting to be outraged. So
that's
we can
right.
Set off the Dana rage.
Yes. I know one thing that, you know, Dana would probably be enraged about, J-Man.
What's that?
You know, 2,000-some years ago, when Christ was crucified, 2,000
mm-hmm.
years later, that's all we hear about when Dana's saying to herself, you know, 300 other people were crucified that day and you didn't hear a damn thing about them. No.
Well, she's got a point.
Uh-huh. Just like Gabby Giffords, oh, a congressperson gets shot. A lot of people were shot that day. Did you hear about them? No.
Yeah. Oh, 23 kids killed at Newtown. 2,000 people have been killed since then. Nobody gives a damn.
Nope. Don't get coverage on that. It's all about Jesus when he got crucified.
And that brings me to another question.
Really?
When did we stop crucifying people? It seems like an appropriate punishment.
Not bad.
Yeah, it seems like something they should still be doing. I don't know, maybe in Utah?
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina would be a good place for that to go on.
Exactly. Kansas.
Oh, definitely in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
I believe they do still do it in Saudi Arabia. So.
Well, yeah.
So that means it would be perfect for Kansas.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as you know, if we did it here in the United States, with the economic cutbacks, you know, you'd have to say to the crucifixionee, you know, cross your legs. We only have one nail.
One long nail.
That's right.
We need to be more efficient about this. Of course, it would be a little bit easier today because we, you know, we have nail guns today.
Well, that's so good. You could do 12 crucifixions in a minute.
Uh-huh. You just hook up the old air hose to it, you know.
Well, that would be awesome.
I used to work with a guy who blew his thumb off with a nail gun.
Well,
that was not great.
That's not so awesome.
You know, a little stub there, a little half thumb. Well, you know what would be a great thing to do?
What?
On Easter Sunday, a good family outing.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the movies.
That would be awesome. After your ham and your potatoes and green beans, you know.
Yeah, and whatever that nasty green slimy substance you probably eat with it.
Are you talking about green bean casserole?
No, whatever the green stuff they like to have with their lamb.
Oh, the jelly. The mint jelly.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so after all that, you get together and you go to an uplifting, inspiring Christian movie.
Sure.
And we just happen to have a preview for one that's coming up.
Yes, we do.
So let's check that out.
All right.
From the same people who brought you the Texas Jigsaw Massacre and the Phantom of the Opera comes the greatest Christian epic of the century. Written, directed, and produced by Mattman and J-Man, and starring Tom Cruise as John the Apostle, Sophia Loren as Mary, Mother of Jesus, Christian Bale as Judas, Lindsay Lohan as Mary Magdalene, Justin Timberlake as Pontius Pilate, and in his most demanding role ever, Woody Allen as Jesus Christ. Opening Easter Sunday 2014 or 15, maybe 2016, IWS World Media Entertainment presents The Last Frustration of Christ.
Well, all right, why is life worth living? It's a very good question. Well, there are certain things I guess that make it worthwhile. Like what? Okay. For me?
This movie's not yet rated. Visit Kickstarter, The Last Frustration of Christ, by IWS World Media Entertainment to help fund this movie. Void in Lesotho and Burkina Faso.
Can't miss.
No. I smell Oscar.
I do too. I smell something. I'll tell you what, IWS is on the cutting edge because who else would cast a guy named Christian as Judas?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. The cleverness never ends.
No, it doesn't. It pauses occasionally. But
yeah, it does. It takes a break or two. You know, I noticed that a lot of people, instead of calling it Easter Sunday, are referring to it as Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I never got the memo on this one, but I think I see what they're working here. I don't know where they're going with it. Well, I think that they're trying to separate the resurrection of Christ from the commercialized version.
Yeah, the secularists.
Right. I think Bill O'Reilly's probably okay with Resurrection Sunday.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Well, he kind of has to be because, you know, he would be outed as, you know, only being concerned about the consumerism like he is, you know, at Christmas.
Right.
But now, anyway.
But I'll tell you what, I'm sure, and he could demonstrate this better if you would take his advice and buy his latest book as an Easter gift for someone so he can explain this to you.
Oh, yeah, whatever that, Killing Kennedy, Killing Lincoln.
Killing Lincoln.
When's he going to do Killing Christ? Oh, he's working on it, I think.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, she thought she could just pop in and pop out, but I saw whatever Joe.
Did you really? I missed
just,
her.
Just for a flash.
Damn.
Just, of course, you know, I have Joe Radar.
Yes, you do.
So, anyway, got your Easter treats?
Got some candy yesterday.
That's right.
Yep. Had some late last night. Early this morning. Because
Go
ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was up all night with our newest correspondent, J-Man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
I was up with Stubby Stonehenge.
The old Stubster.
Yeah, and he was giving me a lot of good advice, and he's got some tips on how to celebrate the good life and make Easter all it can be.
We should hear from Stubby.
Well, let's check him out. Ladies and gentlemen, our newest correspondent, Stubby Stonehenge.
Living the good life with Stubby Stonehenge. Happy Easter and welcome. I am Stubby Stonehenge, the IWS Health, Wealth, and Quality of Life reporter, and I'm here with a few tips to make your Easter celebration part of the good life. You kids out there, don't become the object of scorn and ridicule from Mayor Bloomberg and Mika Brzezinski. If you are going to wolf down 3 chocolate rabbits in 1 hour, keep your waistline in check by eating the hollow ones. And parents, in order to keep your fiscal waistline in check, wait until tomorrow to buy Easter candy for the kids. It'll be 75% off. You can always tell your kids that you're all Greek Orthodox now and will be celebrating Easter on May 5th this year, which is doubly great because with Greek Easter falling on May 5th this year, you can make some margaritas and stick the kids' candy in a bunny piñata. Happy Cinco de Mayo de Resurrecto, mi amigos. Lastly, parents, if you'll be watching the movie The Ten Commandments with your kids, teach them that in the real world, life is too fluid and ever-changing to strictly adhere to a set of commandments. Tell them a better name for this movie, and the tablets of God themselves should be called The Ten Suggestions. Have a happy Easter. And remember, if you're going to smoke, smoke light cigarettes. For IWS, this is Stubby Stonehenge, and I'm living the good life.
Awesome.
Yeah, he sounds like he's doing well.
Love the Stubster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
Yeah. Good advice.
Oh, yeah. He's got all of his clothes hanging on that elliptical machine he bought.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just got a happy Easter from Joe.
Yeah.
Left the room.
Yes, and I was watching her walk out.
Yes, watching her sashay out of the room.
Yes. How'd you like to find that in your Easter basket?
Oh, you know it. And everybody, as soon as the show is over, go to artmustdie.com and be amazed.
Yes.
All right.
I
think we could open the phone lines.
You mean the Big Dick Hotline?
Damn right.
at 661-244-9852. Give us a call. Tell us what you're doing for Easter.
And, tell us how much you love the Cadbury eggs.
Yes. And the little baby Jesus.
And that too. Yeah. Cadbury eggs, I mean, that's the grossest, delicious thing ever.
Had a little controversy prior to the show, didn't we, J-Man?
Well, yeah, there's somebody who apparently not a fan.
Not a fan of Cadbury eggs.
The Smoopster.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoopalicious.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her big bag of candy, but she didn't grab any eggs.
No, she's not a big fan of eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, mm. I got a couple of them yesterday at Walgreens.
Did you?
Yeah, they got the ones with the chocolate in the middle, too. I bet she probably likes that okay.
I bet she would.
Yeah, so there's that.
You know, we could always ask her real quick, see what's going on.
No, we could. What the hell?
Why not?
Tea Break with Schmoop. Hola, Schmoopalicious.
How are you today on this fine
wonderful
Easter Sunday?
Wonderful. It's a glorious day.
It is.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
What all is in your candy bag?
Let's see. Mr. Good Bars, Hershey's
ooh.
Dark, which
ooh.
Maddie eats those.
I like the dark.
You like dark chocolate, do you?
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh, and I got Reese's and Crackles and Hershey's Kisses.
Aw.
See, the problem is though, once you get the bag open, then you have to peel them all. Why can't they just be there? I got 2.5 pounds.
Like a bag
of
pretzels would be.
Yeah, exactly.
2.5 pounds. Now, how long will this 2.5 pounds of candy last?
Huh. Depends on Matt and his late night snacking. I knew I shouldn't have put them out where you could see them.
Yeah. And it also depends on, you know, mood.
True. I think I'll just hide them all. So you're a Cadbury egg fan, I hear.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I was just telling Matt that they make them with chocolate in the middle. You might like that.
Mm, it still oozes.
not like the white does.
Okay. That might be better.
It's a little thicker.
I think I'm the only one that hates those.
Really? You don't like things that are thick and chocolate.
No, I do. I just don't want to.
Oh, okay. All right, well. You have great memories from Easter growing up?
Oh, sure.
Was it a special day? Did you dress up in your little Easter bonnet and
no.
go to church? And do,
no. Oh. Yeah, well, I used to have to go to church, but Grandma dragged me there. Yeah. But, no, Mom always used to hide Easter basket for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good. Mom didn't really hide them for us, but we had them sitting out there. And we'd get up Sunday morning, and there they'd be.
And Mom always hid them for some odd reason.
when we were little, she would, you know, hide the Easter eggs around and find them and open them up, and they had candy or something in it. And yeah, Jesus probably thought that was clever.
I would imagine so.
That's when we did that instead of church.
Yeah, Jesus told me to buy that bag of candy yesterday. By
oh,
the way.
You know he did.
I know he
you
did.
Know he did. He said,
I'm like, oh man, it's expensive. And then he said, buy the bag.
And live
so
a little.
So
it's
I did.
Delicious.
Okay, hold on.
called The Dispute?
Kind of.
Sort of.
We're okay. We're okay.
I heard you guys talking about hiding Easter baskets.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I just discovered this a few years ago. I did a little deductive reasoning. You know, we never got Easter baskets. Mom and Dad claimed they got Easter baskets for us, but they said they're hidden. But they were evidently hidden so well that we couldn't find them.
Dad, I can't find the Easter basket. That's because it's still hidden at the store, you dumbass.
You're not looking hard enough. Slacker.
Go back outside.
Now, if they're not lying to me, I could go back over to the house and find, like, you know, 48 Easter baskets.
Maybe so. All hidden in the crawl space under the house.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Out in the garage under things that are sharp and explosive.
Well, actually, who said they even hid them on the grounds of our house?
See, exactly.
They're clever. They were clever.
They're hidden in that haunted house down the street. Go on. Go on, son.
They knew how to work it.
You start walking up to it. And no. All right, no candy for you, you little pussy.
I didn't get an Easter basket. Well, it's your fault. You didn't look.
Boo Radley's enjoying your candy right now.
Ah, boy. It wasn't until I was 40 till I realized how bad my childhood was.
You should go to therapy.
I should.
Well, it looks like both Dana and Mike hate the Cadbury eggs too. So.
Wow, I guess you and I are.
Well, I tell you what, it's a pretty divisive topic.
Evidently, it is.
Well, it is. You check on Twitter, man. People are sharply divided. Not as sharply divided as they are over liver and onions, but.
No. I'll tell you what, Jay. Though, you know, I'm talking about how bad my childhood was.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who hasn't had such a bad childhood.
Who that be?
Oh, someone whose name begins with an R.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody who had you as a father?
Perhaps, and let's see if we can get a hold of him.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Looking good.
Good. Yeah.
Well, all right. So Jesus didn't want him to answer.
I guess not. That's great.
Okay. Well, it was a little early.
Yeah, it might be. We'll try him again in a few minutes.
We'll try back in a few.
Yeah. Because he's not big on being on time.
Not his thing, is it?
No. I don't know where he gets that either.
Well, you know what? Facebook was pissing me off yesterday.
Oh, really?
Facebook doesn't have any sense of humor at all.
Well, sometimes.
It would not let me change my current hometown.
You're kidding.
No, I tried to change it to Funky Town, USA, and they wouldn't let me do it.
Well, it won't let me make Bagwine my hometown either.
Bastards.
Twitter does.
Oh, yeah, Twitter's got no problem with that.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, now that you mention it, I originally had Redneckville, Arkansas as my it's my current town, and then it now it doesn't show it. It says, "What town do you live in?" or whatever, and I'm like, "Well, I live in Funky Town." Facebook's like, "Oh, that's a good one." No, really, what town?
Because they're all about realism.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You got to be real. Be who you are.
Exactly.
Be yourself. Welcome, guest. I just wandered into the chat room. I guess we noticed that old Jesse Ferg isn't here today.
Of course he's not.
Well, you were prepared for Jesse, and he did not arrive.
Well, hi to the guest anyway.
Yeah,
and go to help Jesse.
Jesse's probably still in his cave. He hasn't come out of the cave yet.
Hasn't moved the stone away.
And Dana mentions the candy corn divide. That's a pretty serious one too.
I kind of like candy corn in small doses.
Not a fan. No.
I prefer I prefer the ones that are white orange with the black top.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I'm into the mochaccino, baby. How you doing?
Well, I tell you what, you know who's not into Pope things?
Who?
That's actor Jason Biggs, the actor from the American Pie movies.
Right.
He tweeted a basic everyday little joke this week about the Pope. Story about the Pope washing the inmates' feet.
Right.
And he was saying that the Pope was washing the feet because they won't let him wash the spot he wants to wash on him. And needless to say, there's some people on Twitter who didn't find
really?
To be funny at all. decent Catholics, like Ferris Jabro, who came back with, "Jason, you're a fucking ignorant cunt, an unappreciated, unknown motherfucker, ugly as shit. Die, you desperate fucking fag."
Oh, well, I'm glad there's calm and goodwill on both sides. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. And then there was, let's see, another guy goes by John, says, "You deserve a bullet in your head, you dirty stinking Jew."
Oh, God. I'm sure he didn't mean that. He meant it metaphysically.
Probably.
It wasn't literally.
Yeah, well, "You deserve a nail through your hands. Take that."
Yeah.
And then somebody who goes by the name of Be Mine Tonight says to Jason, "Why don't you apologize for killing Jesus before you criticize the leader of our church, you filthy Jew?" She seems nice.
These are all nice Easter messages.
Be mine tonight? No, I don't think so.
And J-Man, our favorite Canadian, has sashayed in. The lovely Jamie.
How you doing?
Yeah, and her doppelganger.
Oh, yeah.
And her doppelganger, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was one chick who replied to Jason, who just said, "Respect the Pope. It's Holy Week, man." And you know what? You can't really argue with that, right? Well, come on.
Well, you could.
Yeah, you can't be nice during Holy Week.
Well, actually,
nice?
You can't disrespect him yet. I mean, he's washing feet. He's meeting and greeting regular people.
Right. He's eschewing the trappings of the Pope and the elegant robes and the the fancy smancy stuff, and he's going with the basic white.
Yeah. Of course, this can't turn out well because it sounds like he's going to turn out to be the Jimmy Carter of popes, doing all that.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
But that's what the J Mom said yesterday.
Oh my God! I love
it. In all seriousness. Said he's the Jimmy Carter of popes.
There you go.
It infuriates people that he's just being decent to regular everyday people.
There you go. See,
that pisses them off.
Yeah. Me and the J Mom, we think alike. So
yeah,
you know what
many
that
ways.
Means. You know what that means, Jay.
You're my new daddy.
J Man, I am your father.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, some of the church elite are starting to get pissed at old Pope Francis for this.
Oh, I know they are.
Easter message talking about respecting women.
Yeah.
That infuriates them.
Oh, my God.
They're not going to stand for that.
No. Lending a kind hand and a kind word to inmates.
He did skip. He did not go to the Marquette game yesterday, though. So kind of pissed, you know. Kind of turned his back on his fellow Jesuits that way. But
yeah, well, he was already pissed off that Xavier didn't make the field of 64.
Probably. Well, you had Georgetown in there. There's a Jesuit school, also,
mm-hmm.
right? So they had enough. God, I always want more, 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 more.
Talking about basketball, oh my God. You know who could use some papal healing today, J-Man? OSU basketball fan. Oh, my God.
You know, it's, yeah, a dark, dark, gloomy day
in
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my God, about, I don't know what time it was, maybe 11:45 last night. I was sitting in the chair typing away. I got knocked out of my chair because nearly a million people in Columbus, Ohio were jumping up and down going, ah, ah, ah.
Now, Wichita State did everything they could to lose that
game,
though.
They tried. They tried.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And you know what the funny thing is it was about 10 minutes to go, and I tweeted that Wichita State was in trouble. They were leading by 20, 58-38 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said that they would have to score 70 to eke out a win. And by God, they won 70-66.
And well, I was going to mention, Jay, because I saw your desperate tweets in the last minutes of the game.
Yep.
And you used your reverse psychology to force a Shockers win.
Yes, I did. I carried them to victory. They
don't
know it.
Yes, you did.
They don't know it.
You should get the game ball for that.
Oh, I should. So. I definitely should because I was there for them all the way by pointing out that Wichita was Choke City, USA.
I'll tell you what.
And I was ready. I was ready for them because if they had lost, everybody was going to sit there and say, hey, Wichita State, you have nothing to be ashamed of. And I was going to say, yes, they do. Yes, they do. They blew a 20-point lead, gave up 30 points in 10 minutes.
I'll tell you, one person who was not rooting for Ohio State, and let's say, see if he's available now.
let's give the R-Man another run here. Mm-hmm. No, this is great.
Four ringy dings.
So.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, so.
Okay, so let's, there we go.
Kill that, okay.
I hit cancel.
There we go.
BTR.
Okay,
the
so there's that.
So I hope he knows that I don't have to give him any money in about 2.5 months. I hope he realizes that.
Is he counting down to graduation as excitedly as you are?
No, I don't.
We don't
think
know.
He is. Oh, I have.
We don't know.
Plans. No.
Well, yeah, but we don't know because we can't ask him because
exactly.
He won't answer his phone. So, anyway, folks, you know, hey, phone lines are open, and we got some free time here.
And you can call us on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
You know, speaking of that Ohio State game,
yeah.
I noticed on Twitter where Chrissy Teigen, who I'm totally not obsessed with at all.
No, why would you?
She tweeted that she made her fiance, Bagwine's own John Legend, leave that game early.
Really?
And then Ohio State made the big comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that, and I thought, what's John Legend going to do? Say no to her on anything?
Would anyone?
Exactly. And, you know, there's a downside to having a fiance that's that freaking hot.
I know.
Because you are not going to say no, are you?
No. And where is John Legend from, J-Man?
I just said that. I said,
oh, you did?
Bagwine's own. I said Bagwine's own.
I didn't hear that.
You know, if you would listen, you would notice these things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Instead of tuning me out, like my husband of 20 years would do. I swear, you never listen to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, John Legend is from Bagwine, right there.
Yep.
And you still haven't gotten him on as a guest somehow.
Well, no, I haven't.
I've invited Chrissy Teigen on as a guest a few
I'm
times.
I'm sure you have. And nothing?
Nope, no response. Not at
you
all.
Know, maybe we could, and I'll tell you what, maybe we could get Elaine Boozler on.
That would be awesome. I would also like to get Chrissy Teigen's mother on. She seems sweet.
Oh, yes, she does. Not bad, not bad.
Yeah. So, anyway, and I saw that President Obama was at the Marquette-Syracuse game. Because he has nothing else to do. Yeah, he was there hanging out with a few folks. NCAA President Mark Emmert was there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were all watching.
Yeah. That was a lousy game.
It was. It sucked. That kind of epitomizes college basketball.
Oh, God, here we go.
No, it's just, you know.
Boy.
Tough to find a good college basketball, just. The skill level just isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most the average, I would say 80% of the guys playing college basketball are like that little dude with the buzz cut on Hoosiers, in the movie Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they dribble down the court with their head down because they can't dribble without watching the ball, and then they go in for the layup.
What's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, you should be able to dribble without staring at the
ball. I like to see what I'm doing.
And then they go in for the layup, and they hit the ball off the bottom of the rim, comes back, hits him in the face, goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
That's your basic college basketball. That's what the women's game was like 5-6 years ago. Now the men's game has devolved into that. And I was wondering if Miss Jamie and Sue have audio. They haven't. They were having sound trouble. Also, this is
of
this getting bad.
Yeah.
This is not good. What the hell's wrong, BTR?
And Dana Lou wants to know if I was dialing the right number.
Isn't that cute? Questioning whether or not you know your son's phone number.
Yes. No, that's kind of hurtful.
Well, you know, she's firing back at you.
Although, I'll tell you what, Jay, I did bring it up again just to make sure.
Well, I didn't notice. Oh, they have Sue has audio.
Yeah, I see.
Sweet.
That. Yeah.
So I didn't notice. I wasn't paying close enough attention to make sure that you dialed the same number both times. Unless you're one of those people who dials a wrong number and then hits redial.
I did hit redial, but I checked the number first.
Okay.
Before I hit dial, and yes.
I love those people who, you know, they call, and I'm like, yeah, I think you got the wrong number. Like, oh, I'm sorry. And then a minute later, they call again. And you're like, don't hit the redial on the wrong number, right? Oh, what's a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about that. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What?
Workers, uh-oh. Breaking
what?
News here.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. Wait a minute. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Workers hurt in accident at Arkansas nuclear plant.
Whoa.
Ooh. Incident didn't cause radiation or affect the nuclear reactor, says spokesperson Nuclear Bob. All is well here.
Man, that's on the heels of, didn't you just have a pipeline accident or something down there?
Yes. They had the pipeline busted down there in Mayflower, just south of Conway, a little north of Little Rock.
Uh-huh.
And people's yards are just covered with oil now.
Black gold.
Yeah, Texas tea.
I bet they're all sweet. wet vacuuming it up. I'm rich, Myrtle. I'm rich.
In fact, my guess is that's why the authorities were so quick to respond. Don't touch it. It's ours.
Oh, God.
And, yes, congressmen, state representatives, U.S. Congressman Tim Griffin, they were all on site there to show their leadership, as they remind everybody, this is no big deal. We should still do the XL pipeline.
That's right. Did they have their sleeves rolled up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. White dress shirt, no tie, khaki pants.
Ooh, that's hot.
Sleeves rolled up.
Oh, yeah.
You're on top of things.
It's like hurricane time at the Weather Center. Or the Weather Channel.
Now, oh, look at Mike. Somebody in Arkansas is smart enough to run a nuke plant. Now, was that necessary?
That was not necessary.
Oh. What a cheap shot.
Yeah.
Especially coming somebody who lives in Missouri.
St. Louis. Ooh. We built an arch. You can go up in it. In a rickety little spaceship-looking thing. Oh, my God.
I've been to the arch, but I didn't go up in it because we
boy,
didn't have
time. I did. I had never been so scared in my life. Oh, my God.
Well, the thing about it is we were trying to find out if, well, first of all, we're standing in this big line outside,
mm-hmm.
and the person who worked there was asked if there were bathrooms inside, and they basically, you know, were noncommittal about whether or not there were. I don't know why they refused to tell us.
What, they didn't know?
Oh, I don't know. That's the thing. Bathrooms, you know, possibly, could be, maybe, you know, I don't know.
But,
anyway, then we got in there, and they told us it would take like an hour to do the whole program. And I was like, well, can we just go up, look out the window, and then come back down, because we don't have the whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just stared at me. Nobody had ever asked him that question like that, I guess.
Or he was thinking, I am paid to give you the lecture first. And then you guys probably said, well, screw this. We'll go to the Riverboat McDonald's. Oh, God.
So, anyway, that was that. For the arch. Anyway, we'll go back sometime. And I think we probably could just, you know, look out the window, take a picture, and then go get back on the death-defying ride back down.
God. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to do this one more time. We're going to try this.
Let's call. Hey, I know. I got an idea. Let's call Rhino.
Okay, let's try this.
Well, that was a brilliant idea. Worked out great.
Yeah, well. These things happen. Okay, I canceled. BTR, I canceled the call. BTR. Thank you. Whew. I think I even did it correctly, Jay.
Yeah. Caught no one, right? You just...
Yep.
Area code and the 10.
No one? I thought I was supposed to type in the one.
No.
Oh, no? Well, then that's my fault.
Oh, yes, you do. You type in the one and then.
Oh, God!
Because BTR is old school with their technology.
Yeah.
They don't even bother with an app. And I hear a slight echo. Do the people listening in the chat room, do you guys hear? Do I echo?
No.
Okay. Every once in a while, I hear an echo.
No.
Okay. Try again.
Well, maybe that's a very delayed echo.
You know what you could do?
What could I do?
You could, we'd just call him every 3 minutes like a crazed girlfriend.
Oh, he has one, too.
So there you go. You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great. I love it. At least we got that out of the deal.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
One more time. Okay. We're done.
Okay.
Okay.
No, now we get a busy signal. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's just... Okay, cancel. Man, this is... There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
that's good radio right there.
Oh, well, it is.
I don't care what you say.
We'll have to cut out that operator's voice and put it in the intro, Jay.
Yes, we will. We may replace Cowpote with that right at the beginning.
Oh, thank God. But we're headed to the top of the hour, so.
And we have a very special interview was done on behalf of IWS this week by our correspondent, Guy Onyedik.
He's the man.
He sat down with the Easter Bunny.
Yes, he did.
All right, so let's check that out right now.
All right.
Jay, Matt Man, and all the IWS listeners, Guy Onyedik here with an exclusive sit-down and chit-chat with the embodiment of vernal virility, the rabbit with robust reproductive skills, none other than that legendary lagomorph himself, the Easter Bunny. Mr. Bunny, I am sure you are incredibly exhausted after your worldwide basket-filling frenzy, So I thank you for taking the time to talk with us. How are you today?
Hola. Wonderful to be here. Still kind of hopped up from my trip.
Wonderful. First off, let me ask you, how did this all begin? When did Easter Bunny Mania take off and become associated with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
What am I? Fucking Wikipedia? 1680s. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Cornelius Rabbit, was the first Easter Bunny.
That's fascinating beyond all measure. Do you find it difficult to fill all the Easter baskets all over the world? Or is it that along with your sexual prowess, you have supernatural time management skills as well?
No, dude. FedEx and UPS, greatest things ever.
That's remarkable. You seem to be the consummate professional when it comes to Easter mirth making, but I'm sure there are parts of the world you'd rather not have to venture into. Care to share?
Well, Memphis, Tennessee. Real shithole. Always get shot at there. Amsterdam? That's a bit druggies. Terrible place.
As I have spent many an unremembered night in those locales, I can relate. Tell me, do you ever get distracted from your duties? I mean, certainly, you must come across a little female bunny tail along your Easter journey. And I know how you rabbits are,
Well, let's just say I've been banned from the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, my. Now let's dig a little deeper. The eggs have all been colored. The baskets all been filled. What does the Easter Bunny do in his downtime? For fun. To relax.
Well, I'm really into organic gardening. And I play high life.
Awesomely good, but I have to ask. Have you ever met Jessica Rabbit? Is she as deliciously hot, buxom, and zoftig as she appears on screen?
Ah, incredible. Incredible woman. Beautiful. Sexy. Brilliant. Funny. And just voluptuous. And a squirter.
Ho, ho, ho! Just as I have imagined during my few lonesome nights in bed. Lastly, kind sir, is there a particular candy that you prefer? I mean, if someone were to make an Easter basket for the Easter Bunny, what would he like it to contain?
Smarties. M&M's, plain, and pretzel sticks.
You, sir, are a deliciously hard-working and fascinating freak of nature, and I appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thanks for having me. Good times. Anytime. It's great. Is there any bear here?
Jai, Matman, time for the Easter Bunny and I to celebrate Easter with a quick drink and the telling of tall tales. So, this is Guy on your dick, tossing it back to you guys in the studio.
That was awesome.
Good stuff.
Nice to get into the mind of the Easter Bunny.
Oh, yeah. And Dana has to leave. She's got things to do, she alleges.
Yeah. Oh, another secret accounting meeting. On Easter Sunday, no less.
Oh, she's got to go prepare to root for Duke.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And shout out to Hosey Nation, who was in the chat room for about a minute and a half.
Yes. I bet while she's watching the Duke game, she'll have those pretentious little half glasses on.
Probably. Probably. Yeah. And she'll be on, she'll go on Twitter and go on a rampage against poor people while she's watching the Duke game. Regular people that are beneath the Duke fan.
Although I will tell you, Jay, she's evidently not as pretentious as my son.
Apparently. Apparently. Uh-huh. Now I have to ask you. And now, you're not going to go Alec Baldwin on him, are you?
Oh, you know I will. But I'll wait till tomorrow. I want him to enjoy Easter.
Oh, well, see? Very
yeah.
thoughtful of you.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Maybe he thought you know, maybe he got messed up on the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he did. Because I know how 12:45 sounds like, oh, I don't know, 9:45.
Maybe he thought the show was tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he thought it was tonight. Maybe he thought you were going to call him, you know, after midnight tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, speaking of Alec Baldwin, I don't know if you guys have noticed this or not, but his daughter's hot.
Is she? I haven't seen her.
Yeah, oh, a news. Yeah, here we go. Breaking news and a shocking development. Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin produced a really hot kid.
Oh, yeah, that is a shock.
Yeah, who'd have thought
that would happen? That's almost as astonishing as Clay Aiken being gay.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of really good-looking men who are on TV and in the movies, I got to ask you about this, Matt. I don't know if I know you're not exactly up on, you know, the goings-ons of the celebrity culture.
No, I'm not. No.
So I don't know if you missed this or not, but John Hamm, who plays Don Draper on Mad Men, apparently is huge. And I'm not just talking about his talent.
God.
And apparently he loses control of his manhood every once in a while as he's walking along. And the paparazzi have taken some pictures of his bulge.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not particularly happy about it, although I don't know why. I mean, if I had a huge bulge, I'd be taking pictures of it every day.
Oh, God, yeah. And not only would I be doing the same thing, I'd have a tape recorder playing this as I walk down the street.
Exactly. But anyway, on the Huffington Post this week, the man, and I forgot his name, the man with the largest penis in the world, had some tips for John Hamm and how to keep that package under control and keep it hidden.
I didn't know we were going there, but go ahead.
No, I didn't want to tell you about this because I wanted your real, honest, and raw reaction.
God.
Because what I need to ask you, Matt, is take a guess here. Just take a guess.
Okay.
In inches, because we're Americans. What do you think is the world's largest penis?
Oh, my God. I don't know why the number 19 jumps into my head.
Holy moly. Well,
I'll
tell you what.
Not even close, was I?
It's 13 and a half.
Oh.
I know, see? It's like, come on. Surely it's bigger than that, right?
Right.
I mean, don't you think some African tribesmen are reading that story on their iPad going, I got 16 inches right here.
I don't feel so bad now because I'm almost a quarter of that.
I know, see?
Yeah, so?
Combined, we're more than halfway.
There you go. Good point.
Barely.
All right.
Yeah, so anyway, that was a big story this week, and I thought you might have missed it.
But
we'd be interested in hearing about it.
I miss it. You know who probably didn't miss it, though, Jay?
Who's that?
A guy we all know and love. A sharpshooter. Straight shooter.
A guy who's been anointed with gun oil today.
Yeah, well, God. Yes. It's time to place a call that hopefully the person on the other end will answer. And, you know, I hate this because they don't they don't delete the call after you make it.
You have to erase that number yourself.
I know.
And struggle to enter the new number.
Let's see if we can get him.
They need a speed dial feature.
They do.
That would be handy.
Yes.
Beverage Depot.
Billy boy, what's going on?
Billy!
Happy Easter to you and Jason.
All right. Hey, Billy, you want to hear something? You want to hear something interesting?
I'm dying.
That's pretty good, wasn't it, Bill?
I heard scratchy sound, bang,
oh,
bang,
God.
Scratchy sound.
Oh, man.
Man. Could you tune those things in a little better?
That cheap-ass phone.
Hang on.
Cheap-ass phone, you guys. Oh, okay.
And once again, he didn't take the phone with him, Jay.
I know.
We're missing the action.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to talk to Billy the Kid, who's manning the beer mine today.
Apparently somebody's come in with a complicated order.
Yeah, oh God. Don't tell him more than three things.
Do you guys allow us to build our own six-pack?
I wouldn't doubt that. Last night, Jay, at about 7:45, I had an 80-year-old lady come through and ask me if we carried eggs.
And I need some bacon too.
Ah, boy.
So yeah, this is the call out feature is just working out great today.
Well, at least they count.
Yeah, and I'm glad to know that it's the call out is working. So.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, so nobody can blame that their phone never actually rang, can
they? Thank you very much. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, buddy.
And on that previous call, the last time I called, in case I transposed numbers, I did a different one.
Yeah, well. All right.
All right, then.
So, people may wonder if we really are on the phone with the beer man. It might just be a clever sound effect we're running in the background.
No, we're not that clever.
But not.
Okay.
And
well, oh, boy.
778.
Still there?
Big spin.
Yeah.
Of course we're still here.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you, you know, happy Easter. We're celebrating the, 2014th Rolling of the Stone and Raising of the Dead.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you guys doing today?
Talking to you, Billy boy.
We're celebrating the resurrection of our Savior.
It's been several hours since sunrise. Has Jesus come through there yet?
No, but I was thinking of inviting a couple of Jews over for a traditional Easter dinner.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Consisting of what?
Ham, mashed potatoes gravy, ham gravy, of course, green beans with bacon, some deviled eggs, and some rolls smothered in real butter. Haven't thought of a dessert yet. I'm still working on that one.
Are you concerned? Are you concerned that these Jews will nail you to a cross like they did Jesus?
Well, that is true. But then, you know, I could be as strong as Jesus then.
You see, Bill, I advised you against trying to work material out prior to us calling you. And yet you had to, didn't you?
Well, I was going to talk about running over the Easter Bunny, but I didn't know if you'd already talked to him or not.
No. Well, yeah, we did.
You splattered the Easter Bunny all over the pavement in Bagwine?
Yeah. You know, picking up little peeps all over the place and smashed up jelly beans.
Okay, Bill. I'll tell you what. Next week, Bill, we want you to go back to being you.
Oh, okay. I could be me anytime.
Okay.
So has it been busy this morning?
No, not really. You know, it's just been raining, so I've got 6 more weeks of you know what.
No, what's that?
Rain.
Oh, okay.
You know, if it rains on Easter Sunday, it rains for the 6 following weekends.
I think it's 7, Bill. I think that's why your drawer is always
it's
off.
It's 6. No, it's 6.
Just seems like it rains forever.
It'll rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get some of that this year.
Yeah. Well, Bill, we're going to let you go today.
Okay. Well, I'll be back to being bored, so.
Okay. I'll come up and see you later, though.
Well, that's true. Are you getting your rose today?
Or we don't sell rose on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
So I'll just take it. I won't pay for it. That way
can always pick it. You can always pick it up and pay for it tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
Right. We only do that for special people. And I do mean special.
All right, Billy boy. Have a good day at the beer mine.
Okay.
And happy Easter,
Billy. See you later, then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And we have a caller.
I know we do. 314, you're with Stupid.
St. Louis, hello.
It's not picking up.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Happy Easter from Chaplain Claudia.
Yeah. This is so much better than Mike calling.
I don't make him feel bad.
Oh, not on Easter.
He's rising again.
Oh, God, we didn't need to know that.
No.
Oh, my God.
So we don't need to ask you what you guys are doing for Easter.
I just brought him some flowers. I was so impressed. Got him an Easter lily. I don't know what these pretty little pink flowers are, but they go nuts when they bloom here in the spring in St. Louis. So I brought them to him because they were orphaned at church.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I was
going
to ask if you ripped them out of the neighbor's yard and brought them to him.
Nah, haven't resorted to that yet. But anyway, he's in fine spirits. We have reasonable weather here in St. Louis. The sun's peeking out. There is water kind of hanging around on the grass. Like, you know, puddles that haven't quite sunk in yet. And we'll have to see if Bill's right about the 6 weeks of raining on Sunday now. You got to remember that and hold him to it because, you know, he's not God. It might be different.
Yeah, no, he's definitely not God.
Well,
yeah, and he is definitely different.
Does he work at the beer mine too, or does he have his own beer mine?
No, he works at the beer mine, and he also works at Wittenberg University, and he does some incredible stained glass work.
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it from listening to him on the show, but he's a very talented guy.
Yeah, that's surprisingly
cool.
Sharp dude.
Yeah.
We had specially designed and made stained glass put in our front door when we remodeled the house a few years ago. It was not cheap, but we're proud of it. And it's pretty much about a rose, speaking of roses. Kind of a tribute to Mike's mom, whose name was Rose.
Oh, so that's very nice.
Which reminds me of that bottle of something that Mike's got over by his computer desk. It's a
Wild
Irish Rose.
I was just going to ask you, have you ever drank that yet?
I think that's also a tribute to his mom.
Oh.
One of these days, now, we'll
is
have
that,
to get it out.
Is that bottle empty?
No, no.
Oh.
It's all fresh, ready to go.
Oh, it always is fresh.
It needs to be placed in the fridge overnight before it's drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, good, yeah. I'm not much for non-chilled drinks. I like them cold.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on otherwise, other than harassing Bill? I am glad you set the record straight about his many talents. That's very dear. That's fair, you know? You got to be fair to your people.
We are fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're not only we're fair, we're the type of people who answers our phone.
Much like Bill.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't answer their phones.
Some people don't.
I guess that's one of the last things we've got power over.
Yeah,
whether
well,
or not we answer our phones.
People need to stop it.
Oh, that's Stella. Uh-oh. Did you hear her?
Yeah.
Stella!
A black dog. Yeah. I gave her a little brown bunny that looked more like a real one.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves it. Absolutely loves it. She's very maternal and possessive of it. And I think it's inhabited by the spirit of the one bunny I observed my husband kill with a BB gun a million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
she hasn't ripped that bunny to shreds?
No, she hasn't. Now, we have a grand dog named Kira, who's a much smaller dog than Stella. And Kira, you give her a stuffed thing for a gift, and it's gone by the end of the day. Ripped limb from limb. But
yep.
Stella seems to think there's life in this bunny.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Well, that's like my sister's dogs. If you give my sister's dogs a little stuffed squirrel or bunny,
mm-hmm.
and say, here, now go cuddle with it, they'll rip it all to pieces and growl.
Oh, my.
And if they can't rip it, they'll bring it to me and want me to pull on it while they pull and go, till it starts to rip.
Yeah.
And when you hear that rip, they'll stop and go, and her tail wags. Like, I'm killing it.
We gave a cock monkey to the grand dog, Kira. Christmas morning, and by 5 o'clock that night, totally destroyed.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Dog Talk on NPR.
I've noticed that it's a good thing to have a dog because it gives you neutral stories to talk to people about.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that until about 17 years ago when our old dog was a puppy.
Yeah. And well, you know, everybody loves dogs, except for Matt, of course.
Oh, no.
I don't love them. I like some dogs. Uh-huh. Some dogs I like. I like beagles. I like basset hounds. That's about it.
Oh, those are interesting dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And cool dogs.
We have a friend who has a beagle named Norman who can
jump
about.
See, I like that. I think that's funny.
I started laughing as soon as she said Norman.
Uh-huh. Even though
Norman.
All the other dogs make fun of him.
And everything that excites him makes him jump in the air about 10 feet. I mean, I think he could be in the NBA. It's amazing. He about knocked himself unconscious on New Year's Eve when we were at the front door and he was waiting for somebody to let us in.
I about knocked myself out New Year's Eve, too. Because I ran into the front door.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness sakes. Well, I don't know. Am I holding you up from talking to somebody else?
Just God.
just, yeah, well, he hears your every thought now, you know.
I know he does.
Talk to God every day.
Talking to you,
no.
You have set the tone. Jay, don't hang up. Don't you think this would be a perfect time for Paul Pyatt, Jay?
It'd be perfect.
Okay.
He's our poet laureate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You got to listen to him.
Okay.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt. Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and literary editor Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, from Aramaic poet Peter St. John and his recently released book, Angels in My Marmalade, I offer you the following poem, Paper Lace and Pyrite. Entombed in my closet, much like Jesus behind his stone, we are the duality of a parallel universe of honor and cowardice. He who dons a crown of thorns and I a tiara of paper lace. He of truth and gold and I an ingot of lies and pyrite. Jesus died, but only once, because he lived as who he was. I die every day for being who I am not. He had courage. I have fear. He had Mary. I have Bruce. But today, yes, today, this will be my day of resurrection. And just as Jesus moved the stone and walked away, on this glorious morning, I shall open my closet door and come out. But at what Pentecost? Peter St. John. Happy Easter to you all, and for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
That was lovely.
Uh-huh. See? There you go, Jay. Write that down.
I can get into that. I mean, there he is with Bruce, and he's full of fear. It's because who would choose to be with Bruce when it would be a lot easier to be with Mary?
Exactly.
There you go.
So I like that. I like that. It's deeper than most people think. On the side where people would think it's funny, he sounds sort of like Bill Hader doing Stefan on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The nightclubbing guy.
It's not really that deep. It's really not.
Well, it's all a matter of opinion.
Exactly. The great thing about poetry, like all art, it's subjective.
Yes.
And the person who is listening to it finds much deeper meaning than maybe you had intended, but that's okay.
Yeah, as long as you get it out there and people think about it.
Yeah, I try to get it out there as often as I can, Claudia.
Well, you know what you ought to do, Matt? You should upload the Paul Pyatt stuff to YouTube.
I should.
Yeah.
That'd be a good
idea. You could start a whole movement.
Yeah, I've got one going on right now.
Oh, you lucky guy.
And I'm glad
Did
I
Did you have to have Activia to do it?
I'm glad I could touch you today, Claudia.
I'm glad you could touch me, too.
Oh, J-Man, that's going in the intro.
Uh-huh.
Well, how much longer do you have?
What are you saying? What are you saying, we should end? Are you saying we should end the show now?
Oh, my heavens. No, my husband's giving me the two-finger signal. You guys have really come up in the world.
What does that mean, the two-finger signal?
2 hours.
Get 2 full hours.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
So did you
we
start
are
at
eight.
Noon? Or?
Oh,
yeah, we started at
yes.
noon.
Noon Eastern.
Your
we
noon
are
or my noon?
His noon.
Ohio
noon.
Noon?
Yes.
And Ohio noon.
Okay. So you
oh,
got...
that's going to be Paul Pyatt's next poem.
Ohio,
Ohio
noon.
Noon.
Wow.
See how
so you,
inspiring
you actually
you are?
Have 1.5 hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Good. I haven't lost my whole sense of math.
No. No.
There you go.
What did you guys do when you were kids on Easter that was really bizarre or anything worth reporting on?
Bizarre?
Well, I was the only girl cousin amongst all these boys, and
mm-hmm.
they were not quite my age, but close enough, and we would take the hard-boiled eggs and play softball with them.
That's
that was pretty,
pretty cool.
fun. Yeah.
yeah.
And
that's
then,
different.
You know,
yeah.
we fed the birds and everything with the eggs that were stuck out in my grandma's barn lot.
Hmm.
I thought that was pretty funny, and they all still remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the birds all had high cholesterol?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
yeah,
that's
that
what happened to those
out
birds.
Of the sky.
That's why they were such big fat robins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll be danged. All yeah, our fault.
I opened the door the other day, and there was a, just a huge robin right there on the porch looking at me. I was like, dang.
And it's
you're
a big
chirp. One. And, yeah, well, I said you're a big one, and it hurt its feelings. Robins are very sensitive, as
yeah.
it turns out, about these things.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It still doesn't look too much like spring around here. We got some yellow daffodils and a lot of green shoots, but getting rid of that snow from last week,
mm-hmm.
it was really painful on some of our bushes. It really weighed it down.
Heavy snow.
Yeah, very much yep. so.
We got signs of spring now, though, too, because... no flowers, really, but the snow's melted, and you can see all the empty 40s of Steel Reserve, and King Cobra, and mm-hmm. cigarette butts.
Everything
yeah.
people
well,
used in the winter to entertain themselves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, well, and our homeless guy is walking around town with just a bathrobe on instead of a heavy overcoat and a bathrobe.
Well, that's always
oh,
nice.
we need to know that because we had a homeless guy visit us here. I should put Mike on the phone
yes.
and have him tell you the story. If he'll do it, tell them the homeless guy story, honey. I'm handing you the phone.
Come on, honey.
Come on, sweetie.
Sweetie. Come on, Pookie.
Sweetie.
No cubs.
Sweetie. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, my God. You're telling the homeless guy story, Mike.
I think I remember reading it on your blog. The homeless
I did,
guy was
yeah.
sleeping in. He was sleeping in your bushes or something?
Yep.
And you ran him off, you mean.
I did. I called the police on him.
Aww.
But it's like when I saw him, I didn't know who that was. I didn't know who it was. I didn't know if it was my son or one of his friends passed out on the front lawn. So,
well, that's a real tribute to your family right there.
I mean, there's some bum on our front lawn, and maybe our son.
So I went over and tapped him on the foot. When he looked up, I thought, I don't know this person.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally got up and left, and as he was walking out of the yard, he was giving me what for waking him up.
I hate mm-hmm. when I get what for.
And woken up.
Exactly.
Yeah, police showed up about 5 minutes later. They weren't in much of a hurry to get there. And then they had a talk with him. He was across the street by then. They had a talk with him. And then they left. And it was me standing there staring at him across the street.
Well, they couldn't, you know, he didn't have a joint on him, so they couldn't throw him in the slammer for 10 years.
And they didn't want to waste the time that night filling out reports.
They had other things to do.
So they left him and me staring at each other, and I just went back in the house, and I thought, I hope he doesn't come back.
Yep.
Hmm. Surprise, the build-up was a little more exciting than the story itself.
Well, I was kind of hoping maybe the cops, you know, beat the hell out of him, tasered him a few times.
Or beat the hell out of Mike.
Either one.
Yeah, for calling in. We were at the donut shop, and we had to come here for this.
Yeah, you dragged us out here for this.
Just some homeless guy.
What was funny?
He was trying to sleep, and you woke him up, you bastard.
You could have just shot him with your hose.
Oh,
the homeless
funny.
People hate water.
Oh, what was funny is that three of them showed up all at once.
Ooh.
It was like one of them was saying, I'm not going over there by myself.
So you got a homeless gang on your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, if you had offered him some food or something, the police would have arrested you.
Probably.
and he got there, and he'd have said, he offered me food. What? That's it. You're going to jail. Feeding the homeless is against the law in this country, buddy.
Do you have a health license for that?
Yeah. Your restaurant license.
Exactly. County inspector would be there the next day. Of all the crazy laws in America, towns that pass laws that make it illegal to feed the homeless are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
There's just something so awesome about a country that, you know, wants to throw somebody in jail for feeding someone who's hungry and homeless. A good Christian nation that we are.
In the real spirit of Jesus. Well, hold on a second.
Then you could have put a sign in your front yard that said Shea Mikes. Call ahead for reservations.
Evidently, you don't need to.
Yeah. You have little tables in the driveway with a checkerboard. Tablecloth on it and a little mood music playing.
I'm surprised the police didn't give me a ticket for running a bed and breakfast without a license.
<There you go.
Okay.
You gonna be all right?
Somebody wants to say something.
Okay.
Okay.
That's his excuse for getting off the phone. I was pretty peeved about how long it took the police to get there. And it really kind of was a soul-wrenching thing when I thought about it. As a theologian, should we have tried to kick the homeless guy out, or should we have tried to do something for him? And then I thought, well, what do? Do you call 911 because he might be injured or frostbit or something?
No.
And then you have an ambulance come, and what they would do then is take him back to my place of employment, where I learned later he's a very well-known client, kind of a what we would call, like the place is a revolving door. What do we call those? Frequent flyers.
Yeah.
And exactly what he did do was walk up to the hospital again, and they released him to the custody of the county police, who released him to the custody of the outside world beyond the hospital perimeters.
All right.
So the systemic problem still exists.
If you had called him an ambulance,
yeah,
you would have gotten a bill for $2,700 3 days later.
Oh, my God.
You should have just taken him a sandwich and said, sleep next door.
Yeah, they hadn't moved in yet.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. He's going to say, maybe you can pry a bedroom window open next door and, you
yeah,
know, maybe
really.
You can get squatters' rights.
Yeah,
right.
They got fireplaces in there even, so.
Oh,
oh my
go.
Goodness.
Okay.
Now,
so
and my husband said, you know what, this guy looked a little bit like Jesus.
Well, there you go. Well, your husband just dissed Jesus, and he's going to
I know
that
it.
The rest of his life.
I
well,
know it.
Jesus
good thing
was
he's got me to save him.
Jesus was a dirty homeless guy, too.
Yeah. Way to go, Mike.
Yeah. If you noticed in any of the Jesus movies, all his friends had bad teeth and bad clothes.
See, there you go, and I'm a friend
right.
of his.
There you
but
go.
Jesus
and I fit
himself,
the bill perfectly.
But Jesus himself, gorgeous.
Exactly.
Six-pack abs.
More than gorgeous.
Muscular.
Hot.
Fabio can't believe how beautiful Jesus is.
I know.
Fabio.
I'll tell you what, Jay. And we've got to play a little music.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
A little Easter music.
Yeah.
Are you do What If God Was One of Us by Joan Osborne?
No, this is
no.
my
song.
No,
oh, that's a great song.
Better. So let's take a little break. It'll be about a 1 minute and 50 second break.
This is God Almighty. And when I need an almighty laugh, I listen to I'm With Stupid on Long Talk Radio.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby, do the resurrection. It's Son of God approved, so give it a chance now. Come on, baby, do the resurrection. It's pissing off the Romans and the Pharisees. It's easier to learn than your IXVs. So come on and do the resurrection with me. You've got to die on a cross now. Come on, baby. Jump up. Get nailed. In 3 days, you'll begin to inhale. Whoa, whoa. Now that you can do it, let's build a church now. Come on, baby. Do the resurrection. Genuflection in the Catholic Church now. Come on, baby. Do the resurrection. Lose that Jewish attitude. Just let it go. The spreading of the gospel takes a lot of dough. So come on, come on. Do the resurrection with me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you feel uplifted now?
I was doing hand motions here. You know, I was trying
really?
To make myself
so
included in it. Oh, my. Oh, my.
You weren't gyrating, too, were you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. I got arthritis.
Was Mike dancing?
Yeah, he was smiling.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Oh, my God, that's big.
It is. He's scratching my leg now with his bare toes.
Okay, we didn't need to know that.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a family show here.
Yeah, this
oh,
is,
really?
Yeah, and it's kind
now
of,
you tell us.
Hey, what do you think that, what do you think Jesus was doing for those 3 days in that cave? Flavia, you're an expert.
Well, I would have been sleeping myself. He'd had a rough go there for a while. But
yeah, he was a little worn out.
Yeah. He might have been playing poker with the guards.
Could have been.
Maybe.
Casting
maybe.
Lots for their sandals, yeah. Since they already had his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think that, you think maybe he practiced saying, I'm Batman.
What?
All the time?
Practicing what?
Saying, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman?
Batman.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Oh. Well. You gotta, you know, figure out, was he a time traveler or not? I kind of have a feeling he could do whatever the heck he wanted.
Yeah.
Probably.
I was thinking... I was thinking maybe he was watching RSPN,
what
Roman
do you mean?
Roman Sports Programming Network, watching chariot races.
Oh man!
Well, you know he started a blog.
Oh yeah.
Originally, it was originally titled "Fear and Loathing in Jerusalem," and then he deleted that one and started a new one titled "Garden Tomb Ruminations."
Oh man.
I mean, you know, he was productive while he was in there.
Well, it's a big job and I don't envy him it.
I know, I'd hate to have the job of Jesus.
Oh God, no.
Oh man, why would I have a job where he can do anything anytime you want to? Boy, that'd be a real bad job to have.
Yeah, I would hate to turn this bottle of Aquafina into wine right now.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awful.
Well, I have a theory about that.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. Now, that's
I like theories.
Allegedly, that wedding at Cana wine deal was how his mother coaxed him, pushed him, manipulated him into starting his ministry. It's kind of like, you know, she looked at him and said... Mm-hmm. You're 30. Get a role on the show.
Get a job.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about how she was a stage mom, but instead...
Well, you probably know my favorite Jesus and Mary joke.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, there was that incident where Jesus came upon these ardent, strict other Jewish people stoning a woman for adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, whoa, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And all of a sudden, there's this boulder that comes flying toward that woman. And Jesus looks over to where it came from and goes, oh, mother.
Hi-yo!
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mike's smiling again.
Wow, twice in one show?
Oh, my. When I used to have to preach on a regular basis, one
what?
Of my...
Whoa.
I used to be a church pastor.
That's the backup alarm. Did you say preach?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I often quoted George Carlin.
From
like
the book
one of my
George.
Favorite things of his is his routine on the 2-minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, people will have the big one and then they'll become very poetic and completely esoteric, and their rhetoric is just golden.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they've only got 2 more minutes to say everything they needed to say and say it well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that very informative, and the people liked it too.
And listening to you over the last few minutes, I understand why you like Paul Pyatt.
Uh-huh. He would have been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, I know
if I'd have had his book, he'd have been in on my sermons too.
Oh, I'll send you some copies of his works.
Good, because you know now I don't preach very often, but every now and then somebody needs somebody for a funeral, and I'm always looking for new material.
Well, you know,
because you know you really want to get them rolling in the aisles during the funeral.
That's right. When you
actually, people do want to have those little anecdotes, or they want to be motivated to give those cute little anecdotes, so it releases the tension.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, from now on, when you think of funerals, think of Claudia.
That's right.
That's right.
For a good time call. So, well, like I said, is anybody else just dying to talk? Anybody hanging on your line?
It's kind of funny that we mentioned funerals and you said, is anyone dying to talk?
Dying to talk.
Well, I don't know. Hey, Jay, we could check. We could do one quick call real quick.
Why don't you one quick call?
Why? Did you want to do something else? That's
no, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead. Do one quick call. One quick call.
You're going to call somebody?
Yeah.
So I'll hang up so you can call
somebody. No, you don't need to.
No, you don't need to. We got a call-out feature here.
Oh, cool.
Right,
oh, yeah. We're fancy. Apparently it's complicated for some people.
Some people it is. Shut up. You know, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm all that Jesus made me.
Oh, ooh, I hear it ringing.
Yeah. It's fancy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
Listen to this on time delay is great.
No.
There's a ring one place, then there's a ring another place.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay. Ooh, good.
All right.
You know.
How dare they? They probably went to church.
No, no. I know
these
people.
Or Easter brunch.
No, I know these people. They didn't go to church. They're probably in some den of iniquity somewhere, mocking the Lord.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to go to a place tonight for dinner that's basically a den of iniquity.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Greek bar and grill.
Mm-hmm.
Called Michael's. Yeah. Because my Michael isn't Greek. You know what he is.
Oh, there's another good poem title.
My Michael isn't Greek. You know what? Oh, okay. But that during the week, there's a lot of crusty factory workers that come in there and construction guys.
I thought you were going to say crusty bread, but go
no.
ahead.
No, it's an interesting place. And we're taking our daughter and son-in-law and our son-in-law's grandma.
Wow.
Shirley.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Shirley is really a treat.
Mm-hmm. No,
we were sitting around at a barbecue one night, and all of a sudden she blurts out, "My dad was married 6 times, and nobody in the family knew it." She spent the rest of the evening explaining that to us.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And she's also a really good poker player.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 90 years old now. And she's just really fun. Really fun. And I know she was at church this morning. Because I've been to church with her. And she sings
the choir.
What's
her number? We could call her. Maybe she'll answer.
She's out to brunch with her daughter right now.
Yeah.
So. Well, when I see her later, I'll ask her if we can put her on your list.
There you go.
Oh, my. We put my mother on a plane to Burlington, Iowa the other day.
One-way ticket?
No, actually, you can go round trip from St. Louis to Burlington for $50. It also goes, that same airline also goes to Jonesboro. Is one of you guys down there in Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the J-Man.
And how far from Jonesboro are you?
Oh, about, it's way over there in the northeast corner.
Oh,
a couple hours.
Are you down southwest?
No, I'm over near Branson, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Jonesboro, it's a couple hours, but there's no interstate going that way, so it's kind of a...
Yeah.
He's
in the middle of nowhere, Mike said. Oh, darn. Are you near Heifer Project Ranch?
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's so cool. it's a church-related institution, but you can go there.
Mm, that's why I've never heard of it.
And volunteer to spend time and do work on the ranch. You can have accommodations that range from reasonable to primitive. They have...
pretty sure I'd go with reasonable.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got to stay in, the reasonable one. But kids go down there like youth groups, and they'll spend a week in the barn or whatever. And
ooh,
they've
Jay,
got
there you
all
go.
Kinds of exotic animals that people can adopt and send to foreign countries so people can start breeding herds of stuff that they can kill and eat. Mm-hmm. And
sounds like my kind of activity.
Oh, it's just really cool.
Jay is all excited because all he heard was foreign girls in a barn.
Oh, dear. Oh, man. Well, anyway, it's a great place. And I enjoyed it because my youth group kids saw stuff they would never have seen anywhere else. They actually have built the kind of homes that the average person lives in a third world country. And there's like three or four different examples.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's wild. Really, really wild. But good.
And
for...
it's fitting that it's in Arkansas when you talk about third world countries.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Shut up, Jay. You want to say something to me now?
No.
So Mike's on the time delay, and he's laughing, and I don't know what he's laughing about.
Yeah, he doesn't either.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left, so we probably need to wrap it up.
Yes, we do.
Can you close with a prayer?
By all means, go ahead.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear God, thank you for good friends. Thank you for Easter. Forgive us our sins and help us to do better. Keep us safe till next week. At least until tomorrow. We'll take it one day at a time. Thank you for loving us so much. Amen.
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 And Jay, I think we ought to leave it on that note.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Yep. And we'll see you all next Sunday.